Have you ever found yourself having a reason to be angry, but extending grace? In Luke 22, Jesus tells a story to Peter. Verse 31, he says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned back to me again, strengthen your brothers." You see, many of us carry offenses like accessories, not even realizing that they're weighing us down. So how do we let go of our anger, our offenses, or the frustration in a healthy way? Number one, you lower expectations of others. And number two, you raise your gratitude for God's grace. I'll say it again. You have to lower your expectation of other people. Then you have to raise your gratitude of God's grace. Sounds simple, but it's not so easy. Check this out. Jesus was never shocked by sin, yet we often are. We tend to point the finger, cast judgment, and, you know, get angry. But Jesus simply showed up, listened well, and offered truth and grace. Did you hear what Jesus said? "I've already prayed for you. That after you mess over me, just get yourself back together and strengthen your brothers." As Jesus neared the end of his life, he knew Peter would deny him three times. Peter refused to believe it, saying that he would never deny Jesus. But Jesus knew full well that betrayal was on the way. Jesus wasn't surprised by Peter's actions, nor offended at the pain they caused. But here's the truth. He asked God to extend grace unto Peter. Family, grace will plead all of our cases. And when you ask for grace for others, God will extend grace unto you. Jesus didn't get mad because he was walking in grace. When was the last time you gave someone grace? It's only by grace that we've been saved and rescued. So it only makes sense that we should extend that same grace and mercy to those who have wronged us. Try it today and watch God, through Jesus, blow your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.